Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
We have a Robbie and Rochelle page on Facebook, and yesterday we posted a little meme. You'll usually be the one posting these things.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I think you're always the one posting these things. I don't think I have access to the page.
You do have access.
No, I can't get it to do anything. I don't know. Because I want you to switch users. I don't know how to do all that. But anyhow, there's a, and I don't even see some of the stuff that goes up there. I go and I'll check it, and there'll be days worth of stuff that you'll post.
Yeah.
But often you'll post memes, or if there's something going on, there'll be a picture of us. But there was a meme yesterday of Kermit the Frog. And what did it say? Something about...
It says, I don't know why everyone says you can save money by bringing lunch to work. It's 9:30 and I've already ate my lunch, and now I have to buy another lunch for lunch.
Listen, I understand that struggle. And this is bad when you start your day early. Everybody says early bird gets the worm, because you want to eat when you get up. Then you want a snack. Then you want lunch.
Right.
Then you want another snack. Right. Then you want dinner. And then you probably want a little snack before bed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really bad. And this is why I look the way I look. But anyhow, a meme got posted. And I don't see this happen. I don't even know. And I get a text from, we've talked about this, so I've developed this bromance with Kermit, our part-time DJ.
Mm-hmm.
He texts me this morning and says, thanks for posting me on your Facebook page. And he sent, like, smiley faces with hearts, as if to imply that we were thinking of him. That's why we posted it.
Oh, because I posted Kermit?
And I didn't know what the hell he was talking about, so I had to look at the page, and I said, oh, that's funny. And I sent him the little frog meme bat, because this is what we do, is we bromance with each other. We're vibing.
Yes.
I don't have a lot of friends. He and I have hit it off. And so we talk all the time. He's another guy. He's got a wife and a kid, but he doesn't have a lot of friends, so the two of us have kind of hit it off. Fine. Well, then he likes to bust my chops, and he goes, well, you didn't know that was up there? Well, way to go, boss. I said, well, no, I don't. I'm not in charge of the. Why is it my responsibility to know what's going on the Facebook page? That's your job. But he made it like it was a big stink that I. He's like, he trolls the page.
Yeah, he's a little bit. He's definitely what you would call a ball buster. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, not just to you. He does it. He does it to me. I posted something on my personal Instagram page because you and I were texting each other. I can only be with you, and I said I love you more than pasta. And he came back and said, I can't believe he sent you the meme that I sent him, implying that you guys are telling each other you love each other and can't live with them.
Listen,
I'm like, wait a second.
Right, and this is what irritates me. Is we've developed this little bromance, and now he's making fun of the fact that we have a bromance.
I know.
Which kind of makes me like him a little bit less,
honest with you. Because the amount that you two like each other as your wife makes me a little bit uncomfortable.
Well, come on, that's ridiculous. But the fact that he thinks it's okay to make fun of how much I like him makes me not want to like him anymore.
You guys are sending each other eggplant emojis. This is not okay. Like, I don't.
It was a kissy face, okay?
I don't care.
It was not an eggplant.
It makes me uncomfortable.
There's no interest in eggplants. Hearts, maybe. It's Robbie and Rochelle, 107.1 The Boss, and 99.7. Welcome to Finally Friday, February the 18th, 2022. On the cusp of President's Day weekend, holiday weekend for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
This building will be closed on Monday. We're off on Monday, so
yes,
that's a good thing. On the way later on this morning, we'll officially kick off the holiday weekend with the freak out at 8 o'clock. We got dumb crook news, fun facts, and a whole lot more. On the way this morning, check the community bulletin board in a couple minutes. One of your last chances to get qualified, head to Orlando. Today's the last day, and then after the holiday, Tuesday morning, last grand prize winner on their way to Orlando, Florida, and to Citi Field to see the stadium tour, which stars Def Leppard, Poison, Motley Crue, Joan Jett, and a whole lot more. So that's all on the way this morning. And you're traveling.
I am.
Because we get the three-day weekend.
Right.
You're going to be seeing your mom for the first time in almost 3 years.
Yeah, since our wedding.
Our wedding anniversary is coming up. It'll be 3 years, and that's the last time you get to see her. Because she has moved to Florida.
Yes.
And since she got to Florida, I think she's lived two or three different places. And we're always busy, so it's kind of hard sometimes. And then COVID happened, and that made everything weird to travel, so.
Yeah, I talk to her pretty regularly, but it's going to be kind of strange to see her because even the last time that I saw her, it was our wedding. So
you weren't really hanging out with her. There's a lot going on.
So then before that, I hadn't seen her since October of 18 was really the last time I had like a hangout with my mom.
Was that when we all had dinner? Because I think the first time I met her, we had dinner.
I went to see her when she was moving, like when the moving trucks were there to say goodbye and, you know, help with whatever. But that was, so that was October of 2018 was the last time that I've had any actual quality time with my mom other than on the phone.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited, but I'm also kind of nervous.
It's kind of a strange thing when you don't see somebody, especially somebody that you're very fond of for a long period of time. It's almost, you're almost setting yourself up for failure. Like there's risk of a letdown because you have such high expectations because it's been so long, you know?
Well, luckily we'll have the kids there as kind of a buffer. So that's part of the reason she's coming up is because she also hasn't seen the kids in a while because of COVID and all this, these other things. But I'm a little nervous because her and I semi butt heads every once in a while. We just do.
I think you do it too similar. That's your problem.
Yes, it really is.
You get the same personality.
It really is. And so I'm really excited to see her and
couple of hot-headed Irish blondes.
Yes, but we're staying in, you know, we're staying in a room together.
And it's very nice of her, by the way, to get a hotel suite for you and the kids and her.
Yes, yeah, if she got a suite. Or
but now I'm not coming, and her guy is not coming either.
Right.
So this is all girls.
Right, with the kids. So it's a stressful situation, and Lola, our 11-year-old, has fond memories of us going into the city together and my mom having
a nervous breakdown.
And that's the last time that Lola has actually stayed overnight. Night with her was when we were in New York, and she's like, wait, we have to stay in the same room with her? And so she's
the kids are really not that thrilled about hanging out with your mom because your mother is a little intense. She's kind of high anxiety.
Right. Grayson's okay.
He loves everybody.
Right. He loves everybody. Lola is
He's like a puppy dog. He just loves everybody. He'll lick anybody, jump on their lap.
Right.
But Lola really doesn't want to hang out with her, right?
It's not that she doesn't want to hang
I'm
out
not
with
so
her.
Sure she ever wants to hang out with us or anybody, to tell you the truth.
I think my mom can be just a little bit overbearing, maybe is the word to use.
No, when you say that, you mean like you're going to nitpick her and go, did you brush your teeth? That kind of thing?
Well, she'll nitpick at me to ask her if she has done that before. But she also.
Man, I'm so sorry. I'm missing all of this.
She, like you said, she has high anxiety. So we'll be in Michigan. And so neither of us have been there for a little bit. It's supposed to snow today.
Yeah.
So I'm flying into
snow. So she must be freaking out today that she's traveling.
Right. She's flying from Florida into Michigan.
Because it stopped snowing last night, or I think it was supposed to. I don't even know.
So she's
flying from Florida, of all places, into
and, of course, she's flying one of the crap airlines because she's cheap. And so she's going to be worried about getting there on time. And
tell me she sits in the back like driving Miss Daisy and makes Patrick, her boyfriend, drive her around?
Yeah, she can't
And
sit.
Not because she's a diva. Well, I mean, I guess she's a little diva.
Well, she can.
But it's really because she's frightened to be in a car.
Yes, she has high anxiety. So she's already asked me what kind of car we rented because she wants to sit in the back with the kids because she can't sit in the front because there's going to be snow on the ground and she can't deal with driving in the snow. It's going to make her nervous. And we are staying at a hotel that's like 40 minutes away from the airport. So lucky for me, I can have some wine.
Does this sound fun to you? Does any of this sound fun? I mean, I know you love these people, but all of this sounds like a lot of work. And we only get so many holiday weekends. You know what I mean?
I want to see my mom. And so that's why I'm like, this is what it is. But yeah, I'm a little nervous. And I do kind of feel bad for Lola because she can't have the wine.
And she's going
to
be a grump this week anyway because she was grounded this past week because of the little penis drawing incident at school that we talked about.
Yeah. So it should be fun. We'll see how that goes.
I am also supposed to drive up and see my parents.
Right.
And I also have something to do. Now, I grew up in New England. I think I've talked about that. So I have some other stuff I got to do while I'm up there, but which I won't get into here. Makes me sound very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Trust me, it is not the case.
It's not, no.
This is where I bought my car up there, and I'd like to take it back to the guy. But anyhow, I figured I would stop and see it. They go, we're very busy this weekend. I'm like, what do you mean you're busy this weekend? You people are 80 years old. What are you doing? We're traveling this weekend. So I'm only
not even there.
No, so I'm going up for a day, and then I'm just going to drive back, I guess, because I thought I'd spend a car. I haven't seen them since New Year's Eve,
right.
But I guess I'll just come back.
Well, hopefully they'll have some leftovers in the fridge for you.
That's one of the motivating factors for my going up there is that there's food.
Right.
Just take free. I'll just clean her on out.
There you go.
So it's going to be a terrible weekend, I'm going to tell you. Just terrible.
Already looking forward to Tuesday.
I mean, kind of. You know what we should do is do 3-day weekends on that aren't holidays, you know, and then we should work the holidays and get an extra vacation day. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think the policy, like, wouldn't we look like heroes if we're like, oh, boss, we'll work, we'll do the Christmas morning broadcast, and then we take an extra long weekend somewhere else.
I don't think the boss is going to care either way. He's off, so do
didn't
what
I,
you want.
Didn't I fire those two clowns? Well, it's a weekend tradition every Friday morning. A little something we call dumb crook news. We scour the police blotters from sea to shining sea. Look over these stories of your award-winning fellow citizens, because no matter what kind of a week you're having, at least you're not in the same predicament as these people. Dateline to Austin, Texas. 41-year-old Doris Vallejo Godoy was at a Mexican restaurant. Her name sounds like Godoy.
Godoy.
It sounds like a sound effect.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, she was at this Mexican restaurant for karaoke night, ended up getting into an argument with a man who was up next to sing. She got so upset that he was going to go before her that she punched him in the face. He smacked back and she pulled out her gun.
Oh, my God.
That is somebody who wants to get... I'm going to go ahead and guess that she wanted to sing a little Alanis Morissette up there. There was some real anger going on.
Absolutely.
Or maybe better yet, she wanted to do Islands in the Stream.
Jeez.
You don't get up there and sing, you Kenny. I'm going to be Kenny, you be Dolly. Or I'm going to shoot you.
Wow.
Dateline of Adela's Park, Florida, because as we all know, it's always Florida. 37-year-old Peter Wagman and his 41-year-old girlfriend of 11 years. I love how they give you these. Do we really need that information in the police blotter?
Well, maybe it's
37,
important.
41, 11 years together. They got in an argument this past weekend. Well, she eventually goes to sleep, but then she woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. She says in her statement here to find Peter standing over her, pouring ketchup over her in bed. He was going to take a picture of her to show her what she would look like murdered.
Oh, my gosh.
He's now behind bars. This guy's like an amateur prop master.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Isn't that crazy?
I thought you were going to say it was like something like kinky kind of. But not, like,
well, maybe for him it is.
I guess maybe.
Hey, you want me to take a picture of what you'd look like if you were dead?
Oh, my gosh.
Please.
Maybe that's why it's important to know that they were together for 11 years, that this was like not normal behavior, and now he's pouring ketchup on her. So,
although we know several people, there is kind of an epidemic among radio DJs of taking pictures that look like they would be outside a celebration of life. Our friend Dave.
Oh, like headshots?
Our friend Eric.
Yes.
Yeah. These are supposed to be headshot glamour shots that make you look attractive, and they look like he passed away. He was very quiet. He lived a long life.
Kid Kelly.
Well, kid looks like the funeral director in his picture. By the way, listen, I'll say it right now. Go to our website and look at the DJ section. Look at his picture. He had the picture done himself.
Yes. He's just too proper. He's got the tie and the...
I have never in my life seen him in a suit and tie.
Right.
This is a guy that wears a jean jacket everywhere.
The last time I saw him, he had a heated Velcro vest on. So I'm like, what is this?
I don't know how he got on the subway wearing that thing. But yeah, he looks like the funeral director.
It's and then very weird.
All right. Dateline of Sioux City, Iowa, 44-year-old Leroy McFarland. Speaking of DJs, next person I hire, I'm going to make him call himself that in the air.
That's a good name.
Leroy McFarland.
Yeehaw.
He was at a public library there in Sioux City and was enjoying himself while reading a book.
Ew.
Oh, man, I just love me some Walt Whitman. It turns me on.
Was it 50 Shades of Grey?
No.
It
doesn't say here.
Okay.
The authorities were called. Police searched him. They did not find any weapons, no drugs, nothing like that. They did find several sex toys in his pockets.
Gosh.
He's been charged with indecent exposure.
Why was he doing it at the library?
It's just a Saturday in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm going to go to the library with my sex toys and pleasure myself.
What is going on?
Dateline, Indianapolis, Indiana. Police there have caught a purported cow smuggler. He's an unidentified 50-year-old man. Earlier this month, he stole a cow from a farm. This is one of several. He's caught. Unfortunately, this time it went a little different. He wasn't able to corral the cow. It fought back, apparently kicked him with its back legs in the groin so hard, it almost killed him. He was throwing up uncontrollably. The police say once he recovers, he may or may not be charged. I think the police just say, you know what, Bob? Let's just not do the paperwork. I think he's had enough.
What
can we do to the guy? What is jail going to do to deter him that getting hit in the balls that hard hasn't done? You know,
I agree, but also why and how and so many questions there.
Well, I think he was trying to steer the cow into the back of his truck so he could kidnap it.
For what?
And the cow
Milk?
Was like, nope.
You can't go to the store?
Well, just keep in mind, he is a purported cow smuggler.
What does that mean?
And finally, good news. We're going back to Florida because it's always Florida. Dateline to Tampa. 29-year-old Chanel Hall busted into her ex-girlfriend's house. Chanel charged upstairs, grabbed a lava lamp, and hit her ex in the head with it.
Ooh.
Apparently, she was angry because she believed that her ex was cheating. It's probably one of their exes, right?
Probably.
She's being charged with felony burglary, aggravated battery, assault, and being groovy.
You crack yourself up, don't you?
I wrote that joke myself. I thought about it. I deliberated on it. I said, you know what? I'm going to do it. I think it might get a laugh.
And you did it.
And I did it. And it was the letdown I expected it would be. Much like most things in life. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do, right?
What are you going to do?
Dumb crook news. We had a note come in about interviewing Ron White, having him on as a guest on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that immediately sounded like a good idea because he's a funny guy.
Yeah.
Was with Jeff Foxworthy and that Who's Your Sign guy, which is his name, Bill Engvall.
Yes.
The blue-collar comedians. Larry the Cable Guy, I think, was one of them. Larry Cable Guy's birthday yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I've had Ron on before. I think it was when I was doing the show by myself before you and I started doing the show. Very funny guy, you know, good guest. Mm-hmm. So I said, yeah, that sounds like a good deal. So then you went back and forth and said, well, yeah, here's some times and whatever. And this would be very funny to talk about the Blue Collar Tour and what he's up to now. And has he seen Jeff Foxworthy, so on and so forth. And it turns out we had the wrong Ron White. Not the comedian, not the actor.
Yeah.
So, there's another Ron White?
So I guess after a little bit of the conversation, I was just saying we're big fans and I know you're coming to Jersey and just kind of talking about what we'll talk about. I get a note that says, well, if you want to talk about memory improvement, then sure, let's do this. I've been on everything from Dr. Oz to Martha Stewart to Good Morning America to Discovery Channel and History Channel. However, if you're wanting blue-collar comedy jokes, I am probably the wrong guy.
So there's another guy named Ron White that's like a self-help expert? Is that what you're telling me?
He's a memory expert. So I tried to do some digging here, and he's got a page that's ronwhitetraining.com, and it's transform your brain, close the mental gap between where you are today and where you want to be.
And he's been on like the Today Show talking about memory health and kind of thing?
Yeah, I found his YouTube page. He's got over a million views on a lot of his videos.
Is regular ronwhite.com the comedian? I guess it is.
I guess.
That's so ridiculous because, like, if there was a guy named Tom Cruise that was an insurance salesman.
RonWhite.com is not a website. It's so, like, if you type in Ron White, the first thing that comes up is, like, a Ticketmaster or Vivid Seat or, what, you know, Live Nation, one of those to buy tickets. And then it's Contact Us, Ron White, and it's RonWhiteTraining.com.
There's got to be a whole thing between the two of them. About the, because this is like people pay a lot of money on Google when you're looking for something.
Right.
Yeah. I'll bet you that he pays money to be the first Ron White to come up. So when you contact him.
If you want to contact, if you want to contact the comedian Ron White, his website is tatersalad.com.
Oh, right. Right. Because that's one of his jokes is how that's his nickname, Tater Salad. Well, that makes sense.
Right.
But most people probably wouldn't think of that. I would think to try ronwhite.com.
That's his name, and it's spelled the exact same. It's,
well, of course. How the hell else would you spell Ron White?
It's Ron.
Right. I mean, he can't.
Well, he could have gone by like Ronald White or like Ron W or I don't know. I've been emailing back and forth with a memory expert who's never going to forget this conversation.
I'm a booking expert for George Clooney. Yeah, we'd love to have him on. He's going to talk about how to install plumbing in your house. He's a contractor to the star. Oh, it's not George Clooney. It's George Clooney the plumber.
It's
I see.
So embarrassing.
I mean, this guy has got to know when he sends out these things saying, I want to be on your show, that we think it's the comedian. Not that I wouldn't be interested to talk to a memory expert.
I kind of want to talk to him. I went and watched.
Well, this is what I want to ask him about, though. Why? What is going on? Are you paying Google to put you first? That's crazy. And I also would like to have Ron, I'd like to have them on together for like a celebrity deathmatch kind of deal to see who's doing who to what.
Well, maybe we should work on that.
Boy, that's a little great. Now, Ron White, the comedian, is coming, I think, to PNC Bank Arts Center, right? That's why.
In March, yes.
That's what we thought we were talking about here.
Yes, and this guy is not touring, but you can look up his self-help stuff on YouTube.
You know what really bugs me when you do a Google? I don't know that I've ever brought this up, but I Google myself all the time.
I know you do.
And there is a lot of stuff that comes up and there'd be stuff for you and me. There's stuff for just me.
Right,
it lists my
engagement.
Yeah, you can find that stuff.
Yes,
you know,
you can.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before. You know the number one, the number two thing that comes up when you type my name?
What?
Radio is the first thing, and then it kind of narrows down topics that relate to radio, and then age.
Oh, does it have your age on there?
I mean, you can figure it out, but you have to dig a little bit. But that really bugs me that that means of anybody that searches me, one of the most common things they look for is how old is this guy? That really bugs me a little bit.
But makes sense, though, doesn't it?
What I was going to bring up, though, is if you scroll, there is apparently a British writer named Robert Bridges, and that comes up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I don't like being confused with this person.
But you don't go by Robert. That's what I'm saying. This guy should have gone by Ronald or something.
But
Ronnie,
what bugs me, there's
Ronnie
like a
White.
Deceased thing, so it looks like I don't even exist anymore, you know?
Guess.
So that bugs me when you search it. So I can only imagine how Ron White, the comedian, feels, you know?
Sure.
You know what would be great is if we had comedian Ron White on, have him talk about memory and see if this guy can do any redneck jokes, you know? Now that would be interesting.
Yes.
Weekend's here. A lot going on. You can always catch up where the boss is on tour, 1071theboss.com. You can go right there to the Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning page. If you got an event going on, if you got a charity you want to promote, you can send those along to us. You can also get us on our Facebook page. We love to share them all right here on the old CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. like a giant corkboard with push pins on the radio. Yeah. Jurassic Quest, the largest exhibition of life-size moving museum-quality dinosaurs in North America, is coming. And by the way, that's what you want. You don't want these low-rent library dinosaurs. You want museum-quality dinosaurs, okay? That's going on out at Long Island Nassau Coliseum. Get all the info and tickets at JurassicQuest.com. Closer to home, Monmouth County Park System and Fort Monmouth Recreation Center hosting a summer job fair Saturday, March 12th. You can get registered for that right now, 10 to 1 o'clock that day, Fort Monmouth Recreation Center. Job openings include camp counselors, lifeguards, sailing instructors, golf greenskeepers, seasonal rangers, and I'm guessing janitorial staff. Applications are available at monmouthcountryparks.com. You know, when you see a dinosaur, what you want is one that looks like it's a movie-quality dinosaur. You certainly don't want a low-rent dinosaur. You want a museum-quality dinosaur, okay?
Aren't the museum dinosaurs just bones, though?
Well, talk to The Rock. He's got one in his...
but that's just bones.
He's got one in it. Yeah, that's
so I
right.
don't think that these would be museum-quality. I think they'd be like Jurassic Park quality.
I don't
right?
write it. I just read it, okay?
Okay.
And 107.1 The Boss, NGAA, and Fulfill going to be at Freehold Intermediate. It's 280 Park Avenue in Freehold, 10 a.m. to 11, February 26th. So next weekend, it's our next Coats for Kids drive-thru. You can get the whole list of these events at 1071theboss.com, by the way. You can donate a coat for a great cause. Have your chance to win a $100 Jack Baker's Restaurant gift certificate and cool prizes from your favorite radio station, 1071 The Boss. And there you go. Just a couple things we thought you needed to know on the CBB this morning. I got to mention, this was kind of funny. Now, our intern Vinny, who you might know from our show, resigned last week.
Yeah.
I say resigned, I mean he quit, okay?
Yeah.
But he was actually, his name was not Vince at all.
No.
We just named him that because we had an intern whose name actually was Vince. And you reached out to him and you guys are talking for the first time in a while. And he's not working on a radio show anymore.
No.
But he was a great kid and he was our intern for a while and he really was an intern. Did we pay him? I guess we paid him at one point.
He started it again. It was one of those things. He started as an intern, and then he was hired to do other things, and he did get paid very minimally.
But we were thinking of him because of the other Vince leaving.
Yeah.
And he happened to come up in my Facebook memories. We would go out and do things, you know, as we still do, you know, go out and meet people and do events and such. And he came dressed as me to one event. I used to be a little more dressed up than I am now.
Yes.
I think everything with COVID has gotten more casual, but I used to be known for wearing a sport jacket almost every day.
Yeah.
Mostly because it's got a lot of pockets and it hides the fat, okay? But he dressed up just like me and wore a coat just like me. And
glasses,
he and I actually,
everything.
After that happened, I took him shopping. So I said, if you're going to dress up like me, you have to, because he was wearing this cheap coat he got at the Salvation Army or something. I said, if you're going to wear a sport coat like me, I'm going to buy you. So I bought him a coat for like $100.
You did.
Back when I was flowing in the cash.
Yeah. Back before you got married, huh?
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
But it's true. So anyhow, here's one of our greatest hits. This is the original, the OG intern Vinny on the show back in 2017.
Intern Vince, and he's going to do this paper challenge. So the idea, Vince, is that you stand on one foot. You're going to put one foot like this, right?
Okay.
You can hold it if you like, whatever it takes for you to keep one foot out. And then you're going to bend over and with your teeth pick up a piece of paper. I'd like to remind you that we do not pay the insurance for any injury you may or may not incur here.
Fantastic.
The Robbie and Rochelle paper challenge. Now I'm going to get the heck out of the way because I got a feeling you're going to plaster.
You can do it.
Face plant, I think I meant.
Yeah.
Vince.
I should post this video. It's very funny.
Oh, boy. Not even close.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. You should post that, and I like the idea of us posting some greatest hit stuff.
Sure.
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's 5 years ago, which
is
kind of crazy.
Crazy.
And secondly, I got to say, it really turned me on that someone dressed up like me.
Sure it did.
I mean, it didn't turn me on, but I really liked the fact that someone would do that. I found it to be very flattering.
I'm sure.
I think he was making fun of me, but
No, I don't think he was.
I actually liked it.
He went to the event pretending to be you to see how many people would believe. That's what he did. He was at a furniture store.
Fantastic.
And he told the people walking up to the table that he was Robbie from Robbie and Rochelle, and that's how the whole thing started. People believed him. They were taking pictures with him. I mean, that was the whole thing.
We were at a concert in line, and I'm standing with him, and you were just a couple feet away from him. Someone came up and went, "Are you Rochelle?" And he went, "Oh, yeah, hi, how are you?" And they go, "I don't know how you tolerate that, Robbie. I hate that guy. He's the worst." And Vince is next to me going, he's like, "How much do you hate that?" I'm like, "A lot." But that's okay. I do understand.
It was very funny.
Let's squeeze these into it. It's time for this now. Hashtag sure. Mom.
Confession.
It's kind of becoming one of our greatest hits. We've been at this for a while.
Yeah.
Hearing from moms, use that hashtag, send them into us. We share them every morning like this at 720 and 920.
At Daddy Go Fishing said, was so enjoying playing Legos with my son until my wife tapped me on the shoulder and told me he went to bed an hour ago.
Well,
at Rate My Salad said, just heard my four-year-old say, it's time to milk the farm dog, and my two-year-old squeal, yeah, and I better go see what's going on.
I'll tell you what, I will rate your salad. I'm sure it's fine. Mm-hmm. It is not as tasty as a chocolate chip cookie.
Oh, that's
very
how true.
I would rate your salad.
Melissa Phil-a-fit said, just a reminder that you are the parent and you are in charge. You can give that kid any color cup you want. Just kidding. Don't do that. You'll die.
Give him any color cup you want. That's right. I agree. You are in charge. If you want to send in a mom confession, use that hashtag any of our socials. Our Facebook page would be fine. You can also go there and see a greatest hit video of OG intern Vince.
Yeah.
Hashtag mom confessions every morning, 7:20, 9:20, right here. Oh, this is fun. Time once again to check listener email. I don't like to let this thing get overfilled to overflow,
mm-hmm.
So we like to check it. We got a couple of notes. There's a guy going off yesterday, and you can hear the full interview if you want to hear it with Wayne Nelson from Little River Band.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is not the original lead singer, but he did join the band and sing. He sang lead on Night Owls, which I think was their last top 40 hit.
Right.
But he has been with the band. It's not like he just joined a couple of years ago. I know. Look, I do get it. There are people that get upset about the fact like Steve Perry is not with Journey anymore.
Right.
And you see Paul McCartney and it's amazing. And then everyone knows what a big fan I am. It's not the Beatles.
No,
it's just Paul.
It's not.
So he
of
does
course.
The Beatles songs, but it's not what it would have been to see all four of them together.
Right.
So I get that. But having said this guy has been a member of the band for like 45 years
right.
and did sing on some of their classics. I mean, lineups of bands do change. The Rolling Stones
right.
are still out there and they've had obviously many personnel changes.
Well, and when we talked to him, he did acknowledge the fact that he was not an original member and went into a whole backstory of...
Well, he said it's a fraud that we would talk to the guy from Little River Band because they don't have the original members.
Right.
Just would not let it go.
I mean,
ridiculous.
Yeah, like hours worth of single-line text messages. It was quite a lot.
Well, anyway, if you want to hear that interview, we have it streaming along with other interviews. On the show next week, Ron Perlman. Hellboy himself.
That's so fun.
We'll be here. Chelsea Handler will be joining us.
Really?
Yep. And Kiefer Sutherland. So some
really
big
wow.
guesses upcoming week.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I got a note here from a guy, and I like when we get these. They always begin with, I don't know if you want to mention this, but it's like they're in a back alley calling us over.
Well, I understand, though.
I know you guys talk about funny stuff like this, and he was going on about how we were talking about our Valentine's Day. We don't like to buy things for each other, but then we buy things for each other.
Yeah.
And he said, well, for this Valentine's Day, my wife and I go to dinner at a really, really nice restaurant. I won't mention which one. Hostess walks us past the main dining room, past the bar, way to the back of the restaurant in a corner, actually underneath a little door with the sign that says emergency exit. Now, I joked to my wife, we must be the ugly people they stick in the back. I think my wife is hot. I'm a troll.
Huh.
I'm trying to paraphrase this because he's going on and on.
Mm-hmm.
We wonder out loud, maybe ugly people all sit in the back. The guy next to me turns and says, my wife and I thought the same thing because they got all these, there's a couple of young couples up front and here we are, the people spending money here sitting in the back. So then that raised an interesting question where I said, that's crazy. I wonder if they stuck the guy in the back. And you said when you worked at a restaurant, this was a practice that you would see from time to time where the hostess would sit people.
Yes.
Because they want the most attractive people to sit in the front to make it look appealing to someone coming in. That's horrible.
I'm not saying I ever did that when I worked
at a restaurant. I'm not saying that you did, but that's horrible.
I don't know that that happens at every restaurant, but I do know that there were some hosts that they would choose to put older people or less attractive people in the back of the restaurant. I never did that. I would always put them.
But you saw people do this.
I did.
You saw other hostesses do this.
I did, but I don't know that always happens or that that was the case in that instance. I also have, there was a lot of people who wanted to be in the back because it's quieter.
See, that's what I would think is I like the idea of the exclusive.
Right.
I'm going to be in the back corner. My back is against the wall. No one's going to bother me.
You kind of get to enjoy your dinner in peace. So
now, you don't want to sit by the exit door because you don't want to draft or anything like that.
It was Valentine's Day, so my guess is it was probably pretty busy and maybe they should be looking.
He's indicating here that there was space up front and they walked him to the back when there's tables in the other rooms of this place.
There's also a whole flow when you work in a restaurant where you have to seat certain tables because the server, you have to seat each server in each section. So, I mean, there could have been a lot of things at play here.
Now, by the way, I didn't know anything about this until you were doing a little marketing on the side for a restaurant.
Yeah.
And then you would tell me about stuff and I thought it was very interesting. You showed me those grids that they use with the tables. I didn't know about any of this.
Oh, yeah.
Now I have appreciation for the fact that someone must be a newbie, must really not know what they're doing. Because if you go to a restaurant and they sit you right next to somebody, that's they're following that little grid thing.
Right.
And not thinking, now you get a really good maitre d' or a good hostess where you want to slip them $10 or whatever. These are the people that think, I don't want to stick them. I got all these tables open.
Sure.
No one, especially now, wants to be sitting right on top of the next person. I'll put them over here.
But again, there's a...
But if you're a newbie, you figure, oh, I got to follow the grid.
Every restaurant has their own flow. So their grid may be that they're only seating people on the first seven tables in this row because they don't want to open another section. So all I'm saying is maybe the back section was only open at that time and that's why they sat them. But I will say that there were some hosts that would seat the more attractive, especially if we had a male host, he would seat the pretty women up front because he wanted to look at them while he's
working. So this isn't even about, let's try and be more appealing for people walking by the restaurant.
This is about the people
that work there wanting to gawk at people.
Yes, and that's, again, that's not every place. It's not.
No, of course not, but still, the fact that happens at all is crazy.
The restaurant industry, and I'm just saying this having worked in it, is crazy, and there should absolutely be a reality show based on the restaurant.
Well, there's the Hell's Kitchen, and there's restaurant makeover and all that.
That's different. There's like a whole flow of restaurant things that go on.
Forget the chefs. We're talking about the staff.
No, the chefs are part of it, but like they have their own little section and they think they're God. You know what I mean?
The chef thinks they're God?
Oh, yeah. If you do so, oh, gosh.
Because there's nothing happens without the chef.
Correct. Correct. And if you bring out their food and it sat too long, there's a whole thing. I mean, it's...
I'll tell you, that's where I want to sit. Just bring me right in the kitchen. I'll sit right next to the... Yeah, I'll finish those for you. Bring them over. You want me to eat the ends?
Yeah.
No problem. Please stay in touch with us this weekend for a long holiday weekend. You can catch up on the podcast. If you haven't listened in a little while, it's here on demand streaming for you. 1071theboss.com, or you can get it wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on all social media. Just search us, Robbie and Rochelle. Give us a little thumbs up. We'd love to connect. Ooh, in my hand, the envelope, hermetically sealed. Kept at Bob Saget's lawyer's office since noon yesterday. A little too soon, huh?
A little bit.
Facts that are fun. Things you don't really need to know. We just thought you'd like to know. These are fun facts. It's Fun Fact Friday. Woo! Facts that are fun.
Yes.
Fun facts. Mm-hmm. This is one of our greatest hits, wouldn't you say?
It is.
Since day one, I think we've been doing the fun facts.
I think so.
No human has beaten a computer in a chess tournament in over 15 years.
Challenge accepted.
So were they beating the computer more than 15 years ago? I guess that would imply that they were.
I guess so. The computers
have gotten better at that. This is like Rise of the Machine.
We've gotten dumber.
This is one of my fears for the future. I know yesterday I was talking about how I have this irrational fear of being wrongly imprisoned.
Mm-hmm.
I am afraid of the Rise of the Machines thing. I feel like that is a reasonable thing. It used to seem futuristic. Now I'm really worried that the robots are going to take over, you know?
Yeah, they're definitely going to knight you.
Speaking of which, cats are the serial killers of the animal world. They're responsible for killing off at least 33 species of birds, mammals, and reptiles put together. That is true.
I believe it.
That is true.
That's crazy.
So next time you're snuggling with the cat...
You serial killer.
The roles in Brokeback Mountain were originally supposed to be Mark Wahlberg and Joaquin Phoenix, but both learned that they had to be naked together and dropped out.
Dang it. That would have been a much better movie.
You think so?
Yes.
All right, bro. Okay. All right.
That sounded like Denzel.
That did sound like Denzel. I was trying to do Mark Wahlberg, but...
That's just not Mark Wahlberg.
All right. There's something here about poppycock, but I don't even want to read that.
Okay.
Time for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories we thought you needed to know to be in the know. From number five to number one. Number one... Listen to this 7-foot-tall guy narrating what it's like for him just to go to the grocery store. Spoiler alert, it's a lot harder for him than it is for the rest of us because he's just so darn tall.
Yeah.
The first step to go into a grocery store. Duck, so you don't get knocked out, but not once, twice. You say what's up to yourself in the security cam. Then you...
I do that. I get that.
Well, you're very tall.
I'm not 7 feet tall, though.
You're only a few inches off from that.
And I'll bet this guy's lanky. You know?
You think?
I'm one of the rare tall people that's also a fat ass. You know what I mean?
But you're not. Stop it.
He says everywhere he goes, people are looking like, there he is. It's the giant.
I mean, 7 foot tall is pretty tall.
Just wave at the security camera. Number two, there's a woman who's trolling, she gets one of those telemarketers. She starts trolling the guy playing along with the telemarketer call.
Can I ask you for a favor?
Yes, ma'am.
I like to sing like Bollywood songs. Can you tell me if my voice is good?
Man, that's kind of like culturally insensitive, isn't it? Because it sounds as though the telemarketer is from India or something. She's singing Bollywood songs?
Well, she obviously she knows how to sing them. So
I'm not
she's
saying
not...
she didn't have a nice voice, but that, like, if I did that, I would be canceled. That would be kind of offensive, would it not?
See, when you started reading the story, in my head, I was thinking, this is absolutely something your ex used to do. She would get on the phone and wait, can I sing to you? Because I know I'm really amazing.
Sure. I don't get the impression that's what that woman's doing. I feel like she's making fun of the guy.
Probably.
Or is my ex was just desperate for anybody that would listen to her?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
She didn't sing. She sang at people, not to people.
Ah,
you know?
Fair. Very fair.
Number three, Sharon Stone. You remember her, of course, in the infamous scene from Basic Instinct.
Sure.
She said that, she still has that white dress from the movie, which celebrates its 31st anniversary this month, by the way. She said she broke the zipper, so it's basically sealed in time.
Great.
Ma'am, this is the gynecology office. You really, we'll let you know when you need to do that.
I hope she dry cleaned it before she put it in a sealed bag.
Her a fancy dinner.
Number four, Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers have broken up. Really no surprise there. A source says, a spokesman for them, it was amicable. They're just different people with busy careers.
Ah, okay.
I think it's Aaron's a loudmouth. I think that's what the problem is.
You think so?
Oh, sure. He's turned into one of these conspiracy theory people out there. She doesn't want any part of that.
I read he actually got cold feet and was just too focused on his career.
Were they engaged?
They were. Yeah.
I thought they were just dating.
No,
okay.
They were engaged. So, but they got engaged after like 6 months of dating. So.
You have to wonder if the publicist goes, so here's the thing, your soon-to-be husband seems like a crazy person. It would probably benefit your career to break up with this guy.
Maybe.
I feel like that happens.
I think he has a bigger career than her.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I can't think of anything she's in.
She was in a ABC Family show for a while, and she's been in a couple movies, but nothing huge.
Well, aren't you judgy?
Well, obviously more than
hasn't been anything I was impressed with. What Disney Channel show have you been in?
First of all, I said it was ABC Family. I watched the entire series, so I did like it. But I'm just saying, I think Aaron Rodgers at this point probably has a bigger career than she does.
This is one of those moments where it would just be so incredibly epic if you were able to show me a clip of you, like as an extra on Zach and Cody or something
right.
like that.
Well,
just to put me in my place.
I have something from like Kelly and Company or something.
Kelly and Company.
That was in the audience waving.
Okay. Was that talk show years
yes.
ago? All right. Number five, if you ever wanted to live at Disney World, yes, please. You might get a little closer here. Disney has announced plans to build its own housing communities across the country. The first one's going to be built in Palm Springs, California.
Wow.
And the property taxes expected to be goofy.
I was going to say, can you imagine how much it's going to cost to live there?
Yeah, they upcharge you for everything.
Seriously. They're like, oh, you want a faucet? That's $30 more a month.
You're a dad. You got a bunch of women in the house. You need a little fast pass to get in the bathroom. And a bonus story for you. What are the most overused words in the office, according to LinkedIn? Keep me in the loop comes in number one, followed by just circling back. I'm guilty of that one myself.
Yeah, I've done that before, too.
Team player, sorry for the delay, and new normal.
What was that saying that you used to have on a wristband?
Better together.
Better together.
Yeah.
That's a terrible one.
Yeah, it was not great. Way to think outside the box.
Yeah.
World-famous celebrity birthday file, Jillian Michaels. 48 today. Molly Ringwald is 54. Mr. Super Bowl halftime show himself, Dr. Dre, 55 today.
Wow.
I didn't recognize him at first, to tell you, when he came out at the Super Bowl the other day. I mean, I knew he was coming out, and I didn't recognize him. But he's been through a lot, so.
Yeah. He has.
He's been dealing with attorneys.
He has.
Matt Dillon, Vanna White celebrates today. Aww. Oh, my God, John Travolta. He's celebrating today, too. Okay. How you doing, Sandy? Sybil Shepherd, Dennis DeYoung from Styx, and Yoko Ono. 89 today. Man, I know people make fun of her, but if you've seen that new Beatle documentary, she is a terrible singer.
Yeah, she's not great.
She's worse than my ex. Today is National Drink Wine Day and Eat Ice Cream for Breakfast Day. Sounds like we got the whole holiday weekend planned, doesn't it?
Yep.
It's He Said, She Said with Robbie and Rochelle.
Holiday weekend. Mentioned you're traveling this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing a little driving this weekend.
Yeah.
This is an interesting question. And we've talked about something similar to this before because I'm a huge germaphobe. And I do enjoy staying in a nice hotel, but I have a little routine that I go through to clean the hotel room for myself.
Yeah.
I put a towel down on the couch.
Mm-hmm.
I put the plastic bag from the ice bucket over the remote control.
Yeah.
I there's more sanitizers around now, so it's a little easier to wipe everything down than it used to be.
Right.
But these are all precautions I would take before I go. I clean down the toilet seat. I tell you what really irks me is you go into a bathroom and you see that there's only a half a roll of the toilet paper left, and they fold the little flap to make it look like it's not a fresh thing of toilet paper. It's not a fresh roll.
Why are you gonna waste the paper? That doesn't make sense.
That's not my problem.
You go into a public restroom and there's a half a roll of toilet paper. They don't change it out after each person. Why would they change it out for you?
When I'm paying $200 a night, I just feel like I don't
big
want
spender over here.
I don't want a remnant of the last guy who took a dump in this space.
Ew.
Okay, I don't want to think about that. That's like
gross.
If you're having a lovely moment with somebody and suddenly you think about their ex. You don't want that. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's totally different than
it is
the
not
same
totally different.
Paper,
it is not totally different because you're in there and you're like, well, this thing just reminds me that someone has used this toilet paper roll before. I hate that. It's just terrible.
Okay.
But
wow.
Anyhow,
strong feelings.
What's the first thing you do when you walk into a hotel room or into the hotel itself. First thing you do. I mean, I know you're going check in and all of that,
yeah.
But for yourself, for you.
After turning on all the lights, because I'm always afraid that there's someone hiding in the hotel room when
check
I get
the closet.
Right, I make sure
behind the shower curtain.
There's no monsters in there.
Fair.
I always check the bed. I pull the blanket down. I pull the cover thing off because they never wash that.
100%. Throw it on the floor. 100%.
Throw it on the floor, but I always...
I'll tell you the other thing is you get that that little stuff thing that's supposed to make the you know, it's kind of a pillow, but it's not really a pillow.
Yeah.
Get that off the bed.
Yeah, get it off the
bed. Wipe down the pillows where it was.
I don't wipe down the pillows, but I do pull back the blanket and check the mattress that there's no, like, hairs or blood or, like, whatever.
Contraceptives.
Whatever. I make sure the bed is clean.
We do a little law and order investigation.
I have been known to ask to switch a room should I not be satisfied with the bed. One time you and I stayed at a hotel room.
Handprints on the wall.
Yes.
Handprints on the
wall. Above the bed.
Now, I continue to go back and replay that and hope that it was a family and there was a kid, but that hand looked just slightly bigger than a child. So my guess is,
yeah, we didn't switch rooms though. Remember?
There was some DOGG. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the first thing you do when you walk into a hotel room? 732-774-4444. You can call us. You can also text us. Again, that's 732-774-4444. Get us on Facebook. Answers coming up. Your He Said.
She Said.